Welcome back to the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KNIA. Checking in with Indianola Boys Cross Country Head Coach Kevin Barnes. Coach, the home meet here today. Tell us a little bit about being back at Pickard Park and at least for some of the squad, getting a good training session for what will eventually be conference coming up.
Yeah, exactly. Course is actually looking in really good shape for the first time, I feel like, in a few years. We're still a smidge short, which drives me nuts, but the guys are able to come out here and train some, and now they can come out and race once. And I think when we come back at the conference meet, we'll feel very comfortable being here and know we can run faster, and the weather will be a little cooler, and it's a good day.
When I talk to the trio of seniors that have built this program up to where it is now with the number one ranking, they said, yeah, we're happy, we're confident, but we know that this wasn't the hill that we wanted to climb and be done. We know that there's a lot of work to do. Is that what you're seeing with this squad?
Yeah. I mean, it's a real pleasure coaching them, honestly. I know what I have. I've done this a long time, and they're all good friends, and they've worked so hard for so many years and so many miles, and I really just try and push them in the right direction, and right now we're heading in the right direction. I think if our confidence stays high, and again, no injury, no illness, we will probably achieve our goals.
I know it's not always easy to kind of communicate the training schedule, or, you know, guys want to get out and run and compete, but this senior group or this varsity group has really kind of been very patient. You haven't run them a ton, enough to get them that good ranking so you don't have to go up against a bunch of really good teams to qualify for state, but also they're staying on the right path.
Yeah, I think runners and coaches feel 100% good with what we're doing. We saw this plan. I saw it in June. I was trying to find a way to make it work. I knew what I wanted to do with training. I knew what I wanted to do with racing. I'm very pleased. I'm very pleased with just everything right now. It really is magical. It's been a great season. I'm hoping for a wonderful ending.
Well, talk a little bit about competition so far this season. You're being very selective in where the guys are racing. Is it just courses, or is it just kind of a timing thing? How much do you kind of factor in all that when you're deciding when and where these guys are going to be competing against other teams?
Yeah, all the things you just said. Dowling was the state runner-up. We knew we'd see him at Urbandale, a small meet. We knew we could beat him there. That's what our goal was. Mission accomplished. That then kind of blows the rust off, so we go to Marshalltown, huge meet, almost like a mini state early in the season. We go there, we beat the defending state champs. Like, that was our goal. Like, let's go and win meets, and now let's take a break. And if they drop us in the ranking, they drop us in the ranking. We're fine with it. We know then what our goals are. We'll race at Wartburg next. Our goal, of course, win Wartburg.
Talk about the plan for the rest of the season. I know you already kind of alluded to that with Wartburg, you know, being selective, but there are some goals that this team obviously wants and looks to accomplish, and whether conference in there, state qualifying, really the big one, and then, of course, back up at Fort Dodge.
Yeah, I think it all comes down. I mean, we're not going to hide from what we want to do. We want to win the 4A state title. So I think November 1st is all of our kind of mental and physical energy is for that date. The things along the way, I hope, are positives, and they are stepping stones towards that. Yes, we'd love to win conference, and I think our state qualifier, we'd love to win that, and we'd love to win Fort Dodge, and we'd love to win Wartburg. So that's what we're going to try and do.
Talk about the effect that this, again, this varsity group that's ran together for a couple of years now is having on lower down. Are you seeing the effects of, hey, look at these guys, they stuck with it, they put in the time, and now look where they're at?
Yeah, if nothing else, when you're ranked so high and you have the caliber of athletes you have and the good kids trying hard, that means everybody tries hard. So it's something that is contagious. It's harder for guys to kind of, you know, maybe cut a little short and not do the full thing. Everybody wants to work hard because no one wants to look not great. And so it's contagious and it's fun.
And then finally as well, we've talked a little bit about it, but Pickard Park always presents its own little challenges, and whether or not Indianola has an advantage of the home meet or not with the amount of hills and just kind of how unique the course is a little bit. But it's always good to be home though, right?
I think the coach likes it way more than the runners do anymore. I love Pickard. I think it's a beautiful course. I think it's gorgeous out here. It's true cross country. If I'm going to be totally transparent, these fast guys on my team, they love race courses now. They like tracks. They want to run fast, and I understand that. So I think we've lost a little of that advantage over the years, but I'll still come out here and smile.